Network.
You got to leave in like 15 minutes, but I didn't want you to be cut off there. Police Chief Arde Saveda, then we'll go back to the rebroadcast from the first hour with the FEMA camps in America now being manned. They're now activating them. That shows you they're getting ready to really implode things. Just incredible information. But we're here, you know, talking to the awesome police chief. And you were finishing up a point.
The point is we're trying to do the right thing. That's it.
No, but you were talking about the legislative districts.
Oh, yeah. That part. I feel that personally, I like to see every congressional district be competitive. That way that it's a lot easier to, when we're not happy, get rid of people if we're not happy with their performance.
What do you think about the two-party dictatorship?
Well, that's part of the problem when they divide up the Congress where they're safe districts for both parties, that's when I think it makes it a little bit more challenging for our voices to be heard.
What do you think of Ron Paul?
I like some of the things he has to say, some of the things I agree with, some of the things I don't, but he's fun to watch.
In closing, I haven't talked to you since the Joe Stack thing, and that was certainly a tragedy, but what was it like being at that event?
Well, the media wanted to turn that into, they wanted me to use a terrorist, you know, this is a terrorist thing so we can scare the heck out of everybody. And my number one goal that day was once we figured out that it appeared to be one person that was angry. That was my cell phone. Somebody's texting me. I'm sorry, I forgot to put it on.
Oh, I don't care. It made me think, where's my cell phone?
Once we figured out early on in that investigation, it appeared to be an isolated incident. I felt that my number one responsibility was to ensure and reassure Americans they didn't have to worry about a bunch of little small planes going all over the country crashing into buildings.
Yeah. Well, I do have a love-hate relationship with you because you're a nice guy. You come in. You make a lot of good points. You're charismatic. You have a good vibe. I don't feel like you're a bad guy when I'm around you. I'm not here like Grand Poobah judging you. It's just that you don't have that normal, you know, fake authoritarian thing that a lot of police chiefs try to put on. It's just, you know, but I did notice that the media did try to get you to turn into a fear-mongering, Al-Qaeda's under every table, let's get hysterical. And actually, if that would have gotten hyped up bigger, copycats probably would have started doing it.
And I know that some people tried. I got some criticism because they said, had that been a Middle Eastern person, I would have termed it terrorism. And I can tell you, just like I told some of these advocacy groups, that absolutely not. It had nothing to do with the race. It was basically, you call it whatever you want, but I'm not going to use a term.
Well, he went postal with an airplane.
He went postal with an airplane. He was angry at the Catholic Church. He was angry at his own family. He burnt down his own house. This man was angry at the world. And he used the word terrorism that day. It would have created a lot of anxiety for a lot of Americans, and I wasn't about to do that when I knew it was an isolated incident by one crazy guy who went postal.
Well, that's certainly good news that you did that. You know, Rob Dew has been in a lot of bands, and actually Joe Stack was years ago in a band, and he said the guy was really nice.
I've heard that, but
didn't really talk.
Right.
He said he was nice, showed up, did a good job playing the music.
Yeah.
Is Janet Reno sending you a text message?
And I'm getting some interesting texts, but for being on here, I'm glad I turned it on.
When the feds were here, I said, hey, I'm friendly. Arde Saveda's been on the show. And they said, he also goes on the Trailer Park Show.
That's an actual quote. Oh, I went there once.
Well, no, they're nice guys. But the point is, the FBI knew that. And I was like,
you know what?
And they're like, do you watch that?
It's a free country. It's a free country.
That actually happened. Hey, what are you doing with your car and feather kit?
I'm going to put it on you right now before we leave.
No, I think you should, like, For Halloween, wear a big diaper on 6th Street and put this on your back.
Look, Jones, I already have enough people that don't like me. Don't give anybody any ideas.
We can let the other officers tar and feather you. All right. Arde Saveda, thanks for coming
in.
Thank you. All right.
Nice to see you. Happy holidays.
Hey, thank you. All right, we're going to interview him on the TV next. We can get him wrangled in there. God bless you, folks. Big news coming up on the FEMA camps. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. Be sure and join us there. Great job to the crew. So long, you know I can't change.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It's the kickoff of another live worldwide broadcast. It is Wednesday, the 7th day of December 2011. It is the 70th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack by the Imperial Japanese. But we do have historian Webster Griffin Tarpley joining us. He's got a book coming out. It's not out yet. On what really happened at Pearl Harbor. It's a great example of a provocateur action. It's not saying the Imperial Japanese were good. It's just that U.S. proxy forces were attacking them in China, the Flying Tigers, mercenaries. The oil was cut off to Japan. And then the purple and blue coat had been broken months before, and the United States did know the attack was coming. The Honolulu Advertiser, and I have a copy of it, an actual copy from the archives, did report a week before that the attack would come on the morning of December 7th. Honolulu Advertiser, still in operation today. And then they set up the generals and admirals and blamed them for it. When the aircraft carriers were put out to safe area, the old battleships allowed to be attacked. Not one, not two, not three, not four, but five. This is in my film Masters of Terror, the CNN article. Five Japanese midget subs were attacked in the process of trying to get there and launch attacks that morning in and around Pearl Harbor. So the military was ordered to stand down while submarines had already been engaged because one hand didn't know what the other hand was doing, in one case 20 miles away from Pearl Harbor. And by the way, this has always been hidden in plain view. Whenever I went in years ago, but now it's giant. Now it's much bigger than it had been. Before, it was just Admiral Nimitz's boyhood home in Fredericksburg, Texas, a hotel his family owned that was shaped like a ship, with the prow of a ship and a conning tower. That was a Pacific War museum. Then when it became the official National Pacific War Museum, the George H.W. Bush Museum, they built a huge complex, and it's a very world-class museum, by the way. I suggest you go there. They've got actual decommissioned, unarmed fat boys and little boy A-bombs. They've got it all there. But hiding in plain view is one of the midget subs from Pearl Harbor attack. So that was always hidden in plain view right there. And they paraded the sub around the country as well. And it was hidden in plain view in the original news articles. You can read that they sunk it like an hour before the attack began. And still the stand down order happened. The Japanese are intercepted, attacked, and counterattacked, trying to get their attack into the Pearl Harbor with subs, basically suicide teams, on midget subs, pocket subs. I'm now digressing because it's 70 years ago, and it doesn't take away from the valor of our troops. It just shows how Imperial Japanese evil, U.S. government evil, Churchill evil. And then you get into that whole lesser of evils discussion. But it just shows the manipulation. Now, they couldn't get the North Vietnamese to attack in 64, and they wanted to go ahead and kick off the official war that had just been advisors for 4 years. They said our destroyers were attacked in the Gulf of Tonkin, and then, of course, we were conspiracy theorists for decades talking about it until they declassified it on the 40th anniversary in 2004 and admitted it was all staged and a lie. Of course, sailors had come back and said it was a fraud. It had been in the San Diego Herald Tribune it was a fraud when this first officer came out and said it was a fraud, but then that just became a rumor. People read the news, told people, but years later, well, I don't know where I heard it, but yeah, they say that was staged. That rumor, that legend, came from the admissions. Okay. Now, I digress here, but it is interesting that after Pearl Harbor, close to 100,000 Japanese who love the free market, freedom of America, and become wealthy on the West Coast, some of them over here over 100 years, owning shipping companies, fishing companies, restaurants, factories, warehouses from Seattle down to San Diego. But San Francisco was the big one. They owned farms. They owned grape vineyards. Their land was taken, and they were put into forced labor camps all over the West Coast. And they have come – I mean, that'd be like if we had a war with Mexico, arrest anybody who's got a Spanish surname. Or if we ever had a war with England, you know, my name's Jones. Are you going to arrest me? If we had a war with Italy, you know, if your name is Monty, do you get arrested? Or if your name is do you arrest somebody because their last name's Capone, because somebody named Capone did something wrong once? I mean, it's this idea of a black person commits a crime, so all black people are criminals, basically. Now, the reason I raise that is this news I've got for you is so big that I'm not even going to cover it right now. It is so big that I am not even going to get into it until we start the next segment. And I want to ask all of you to call your friends, to call your family, to call your neighbors, to tell the person next to you if you're on your lunch break in the Eastern time zone, sitting there eating your lunch, listening to the audio streams of Infowars.com, of this radio show, or if you're watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv on your lunch break or whatever the case is, or if you're driving along in your squad car, or if you're driving along in your taxi listening, or if you're out on the ship. People listen on cruise ships. I've gotten phone calls from cruise ships or fishing ships. Wherever you are in the world, or ships at sea, I want you to tell the person next to you or to email your friends, tell your Facebook friends. If anybody still uses Facebook, kind of like MySpace. No, they do. I'm joking. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, to tell everybody to tune in right now. In fact, I should put a Twitter out right now on my own, Real Alex Jones at Twitter. and tell people to tune in. You know, driving into work this morning, I was thinking, how do I properly address something this big? How do I give people all the points of the compass? How do I explain the serious magnitude of this and the fact that it is real and it is happening, and only by exposing it can we back them off? And then, of course, when it doesn't happen, we'll be blamed down the road. Oh, look, it didn't happen. And then, of course, I remember 5 years ago, we said they're on the verge of attacking Iran. They want to paint up speedboats like Iranian boats and stage attacks on the ships. That's what our CIA sources are saying. Came out 2 years later that indeed Cheney had begun to paint up the boats and had told the Navy SEALs to do it, but that higher ups, even above him, George Walker Bush, had told him no. And then they didn't get that attack launched, and so, oh, look, the attack never happened. Yeah. That's the point, is that now the attacks are going on, as we told you years ago, but now it's admitted, blowing up bases, assassinating, killing people, drones dropping bombs, huge bases being vaporized with what's clearly gigantic bombs, huge craters, and our media's like, oh, it's just some ammunition blew up. And then now they're like, okay, we're blowing stuff up in Iran. I mean, it's on. The war is already on. It's like I asked Wayne Madsen yesterday. I said, when's the war going to kick off? And he goes, it's already going on. That's why the Iranians are now threatening to go ahead and block the Strait of Hormuz. They don't like to look weak at the fact that they're taking attacks, so now they're kind of tacitly admitting it as well. And saying they may go ahead and block the Strait of Hormuz, so it'll basically double oil prices. All of this stuff is getting crazy. You've got the Russians there in the Mediterranean delivering 76 hypersonic, super high-tech, giant cruise missiles, surface-to-ship, anti-ship weapons. You've got U.S. fleets that are missile cruisers that are carrying nukes building up all over the Gulf and all over the Mediterranean. You've got the Pakistanis blocking the U.S. route into Afghanistan, the main supply route. The Russians blocking the other route. The Pakistanis saying, get out of these military bases. The U.S. is starting to comply. The Russians are deploying weapons all over their borders. It is now confirmed that the Soros crowd has been trying to destabilize and have hack attacks and things in Russia during that election. And again, it's not that Putin and Medvedev are good either. It's different groups of mafias and global gangster systems. It's just that we're run by the most powerful mafia, the big mega banks, who are waging war against the free market, the Second Amendment, the family, the whole Homeland Security grid is for us. They finance the Muslim extremists. They finance Al-Qaeda. They protect them, along with Saudi Arabia. And now it's all admitted. Underwear bomber, U.S. government got him on the plane. Shoe bomber got him on the plane. Major Hassan, protected, run by Alaki, the known CIA operative who they staged his killing, totally phony. Al-Qaeda given Libya, Al-Qaeda sent into Syria, Al-Qaeda used against the Serbs, Al-Qaeda used against the Russians. It's all basically admitted now. And for anybody that even tries to study this, it's just all right there. More than you could ever even learn is there, hidden in absolute and total plain view. And I tell you, I have been so busy working on all this information that it's just overwhelming. And everything's coming to a head. Everything's accelerating. Everything's building up to a quickening right now. Now, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, I'm going to cover the two top stories at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that I need all of you, like never before, to get out to your whole email list and everyone you know and to all the big news sites and all the radio shows, because we've got to force this out into being a national story, and we've got to do it right now. Here are the headlines. We'll cover it when we come back. Detention camp order follows preparation for civil unrest. KBR seeks subcontractors to outfit emergency environment centers. They've already built the camps. Now they're trying to man them. Do you know what that means? Here's another headline, InfoWars.com. exclusive government activating FEMA camps across the United States. Kurt Nemo and Alex Jones. We'll be right back breaking this down.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Joining us. Let me get into our top story right now. And then we've got the Austin Police Chief, Art Aceveda, joining us in studio on the third hour. That should be interesting and informative. I'm told he's a little angry with me. He told my crew that when he saw him downtown a few months ago. And so this should be somewhat informative and also entertaining in a way. So Art Aceveda is going to come in here and give me a verbal lashing, I'm told. I guess he was listening when I called him a communist Cuban. My point is, he claims he's an anti-communist. And then he is our police chief, grew up in Cuba as a little kid, and then has checkpoints with blood draws at them and face scanning and license plate reading cameras. I mean, communism, fascism, whatever you want to call it, authoritarianism. All right, I'm digressing. Art Aceveda coming up. And then we've also got joining us Webster Tarpley, historian, to really break down 70 years later what really happened at Pearl Harbor. But we have our top story. And I'm going to break this down right now. I'm going to break down what we're facing and why this is such a big deal. And the article that Kurt Nemo and I put together yesterday afternoon details in a snapshot, in a six-page article with video clips and links to government documents, exactly the type of camps they've built, where they are, and how they intend to roll them out to the public. And the admissions, the legislation, the congressional hearings, this is not theories. This is 100% proven. And they've had Glenn Beck come out a few years ago and for months say he was going to expose it and that it was real and then come out and show straw men, train facility that isn't a FEMA camp, and a North Korean facility that people took photos of on the web off satellite and said was camps in America. Classic straw man. That's like saying, Alex says elephants exist. Let's go see. And you go walk out the front door in, say, Chicago, Illinois, or Austin, Texas, and there's no elephants in a field, and you say, therefore, there are no elephants. That doesn't prove it, but that's what they do. They go, oh, look at this. They say this is a FEMA camp. Some lady in the mid-90s did. It's not. Okay, there's no FEMA camp program. Well, what about this legislation? What about the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act for forced inoculation and mass roundup? Public. What about NLE09, the FEMA admitting they want to use troops from 15 countries to, quote, take on American terrorists? What about the New York Times with photo gallery showing Boy Scout Explorer Scouts in 2009 all over the country training to, quote, take on militias and disgruntled veterans and kill them? What about Obama and speeches about national security forces? What about all the see something, say something tattletale garbage and telescreens going in grocery stores and Walmarts? What about TSA and the regular army now setting up checkpoints all over the country? What about Congress passing a law that they can get rid of posse comitatus and have the military anywhere on the streets of America? Talk about federal power grab and have them pull triggers on American citizens and arrest citizens and never charge you. And then Stars and Stripes writes an article about Brigade Homeland and has a colonel quoted in there saying, yes, it'll be new for us pulling triggers on Americans. Or ABC News during Katrina gun confiscation. The Army captain, the reporter, says, what's it like? He goes, well, you pull a trigger and kill an American. It's not fun, but we go door to door and we take the guns. They cuss the police chief saying, all the guns will be taken. No one will be allowed to be armed. Or the clergy response team newscast where they admit churches all over the country have been secretly hired by Homeland Security to tell their flocks to go to FEMA camps when the time comes and take the injections. Of course, we broke that 3 years before it was on the news. People didn't believe the documents. It was, oh, they wouldn't train preachers. 10,000 plus churches, that was the first wave. Now it's hundreds of thousands. They've gone to even the small ones, training them to spy on their flocks. It's right out of Red Dawn. When the Soviets occupy, that's what they do. You cannot make up the magnitude of this. Now, we're going to break. Long segment coming up. I'm just going to read the article that Kurt and I did and Watson's article. And you need to get this out to everybody. I know people are tuning in right now in mass. We're going to come back and give you the full report. Exclusive. Government activating FEMA camps across the United States. Now, they expanded them and publicly built more under a Kellogg Brown Root Halliburton contract, Wall Street Journal, Houston Chronicle, 2006. And that's all linked in here. And we showed the articles last time on the Nightly News. Now they are going forward in every state to activate them with contractors running them. Stay with us. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com. Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to boil this down real simply and then read these articles and give you even more backstory to give you full spectrum analysis and breakdown of what we're facing. Criminal corporate financial oligarchs made major inroads by financing J.P. Morgan, the Rockefellers, and others in the 1860s and forward. The robber barons then controlled the Western expansion. They set up monopolies and ever since then put out public reports that we've covered and posted and had historians on about, breaking down the fact that they wanted to overthrow our Republican form of government, our constitutional republic. This is historical fact. They didn't even try to hide it. They financed eugenics, which meant survival of the fittest. They believed it was their right to rule, dominate, kill whoever they want. If they can do it, that gives them the right. Might makes right. They already believed they were gods. They were financed by the Rothschilds, the British royalty, and Dutch royalty. That's the main power centers of the Western system. The Vatican plays into that to a certain extent, especially more in modern times. But that main power structure and that system of governance came out of England. The concentration camp was invented on the Native Americans, picked up by the British after that. Now, They have gone for global financial domination by building giant bubbles of currency and derivatives garbage that is backed up by the U.S. military and U.S. taxpayers. They got the whole world to buy into it. And now they're saying, go along with what we say or we'll totally implode the world economy overnight. They've said it publicly in every country, the U.S. in 2008, right through Iceland, right through Greenland, right through Ireland, right through Greece, now into Spain, into Portugal. Portugal's raiding private pension funds. They're now taking private pension funds, bringing them into government control, and taking a large portion of it and calling it government protection of the funds. That's in Der Spiegel and Associated Press last night. And it's the same banks. When you hear about European banks, that's U.S. banks. That's globalist banks. That's the six big mega banks that we're dealing with. Now, they've committed this takeover. On the way up, when the bubble was expanding, they bought up the planet, paid people off. Now they're holding the planet hostage, saying, give us unlimited trillions. They call them bailouts. The media then turns it around and acts like the public owes this money. But they're really not even bailouts. It's lies within lies. It is direct global taxes to the six megabanks through their international consortiums of the IMF and World Bank and the U.S. arm, the Federal Reserve. The World Bank is more of the U.S. arm internationally of the Federal Reserve, but it's all interconnected. The IMF is mainly European and international as you go to the east. This is all Trilateral Commission breakdown information. It's all public. The stuff they think you're stupid, they think you don't care, they hide it in plain view for anybody that cares. Their architecture, their battle plans are all there because they think so little of you. Because they know you're designed to face a foreign enemy who wears a uniform and comes at you with a rifle and a bayonet, not someone that comes at you in business suits. Okay, so we're continuing with economic hitmen before I get into this huge FEMA camp news. You have to understand why it's happening. They are now admitting that the private banks have dominated Europe through fraud. Our media, bought and paid for by them, hails it as cutesy. They sit there and giggle about it on Bloomberg, TV and radio. They giggle about it on CNBC. Oh, how it's undemocratic. How Europe won't never be able to vote its way out of this now. Getting rid of all of their sovereignty. How the euro was only the receivership arm. Now they're going to implode that scaffolding and bring it fully under banker control with value-added taxes, sales taxes, carbon taxes, family taxes, total social control, shutting off economies for social engineering. They want you dependent, period. Global plantation. Now, patriots discovered this in the 1950s and 60s, namely Joseph McCarthy, who was demonized and who did have problems like anybody, and who did, they allowed him to persecute innocent people because that created a new form of censorship in the name of countering communism, which actually brought us into authoritarianism in the name of fighting another authoritarianism. It was a Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution. But the minute he discovered, I'm getting chills right now, this has even been in the New York Times and Moscow Times now, the minute he discovered that the Pentagon was funding the Russians, and that the Pentagon and Arm & Hammer and the Rothschilds and Rockefellers were running it all so that Russia had a pretext to clamp down, and so we had a pretext to be clamped down on, but that it was all a huge Hegelian dialectic of full-spectrum dominance. The minute he said that, they destroyed him in the hearings. They said, you're saying the Army's doing this. Now, in hindsight, they've declassified the GRU and KGB files 5 years ago. International headlines. McCarthy was right. It was all true. But again, it's cutesy. It's all very cutesy. But because of people warning the population and understanding it, and understanding that mega-rich want socialism and communism and collectivism and communitarianism and Agenda 21 for the general public to make us dependent on them, they sit international and are exempt from that, and are exempt from taxes, as you see. Then they lobby for more taxes, telling the poor you'll get wealth redistribution with all this conspicuous consumption that they see and are licking their lips for if you get rid of the middle class, who the poor believe is rich. They're actually the only group still employing the poor, still buying things from them. That service economy must be eradicated, and it is. This is a philosophy of total degradation. Now I will give you the top news. My point is, the globalists have been very arrogant and very out in the open in their white papers about vaccines that sterilize fluoride in the water to increase cancer, lower fertility, dumb everybody down. They have all been very honest about this because they have total contempt for you. Total contempt that you're not going to go read that because it's not, you know, the latest sitcom or drama or woman show or men's soap opera, you know, that, you know, basically is football. They think that you deserve it. And so they just hide it in plain view. But because the globalists know that when they bring in this total collapse, people are going to get angry. There's going to be a move to restore the republic. There's going to be a move to unroot them that have engineered this publicly, that they have built FEMA camps. They have continuity of government programs. They have mass arrest programs. They've tried to train the military and police to go along with this. They federalize things. They've put in the surveillance grid. And they've got different ways they can roll it out, a staged bio attack, a staged chemical attack, other terror attacks, mass shootings blamed on domestic groups. They've got a whole constellation of systems they can use to psyop people into going along with this. Because they've committed these crimes, they've committed this economic espionage, this economic invasion, this economic program of globalization, deindustrialization, and all of it, so they can consolidate all power and leave no enemy standing. They see anybody with a business, anybody independent, as the enemy. It's a scorched earth policy of kill the buffalo, let the red man starve. It's a scorched earth policy. Research what that is. Now, we have checkmated them at many levels because we saw their program, warned people, got laughed at, we didn't care. Now as it's beginning to come true, the credibility is rising. But that by no means means we're winning the war for liberty. It just means we're in the fight. And if you're in the fight, you've always got a chance to win. You've got to know your enemy. You've got to be motivated. You've got to do the research. You've got to be focused. And you've got to be dedicated. If we're going to beat these people. But we got the jump on them. They got the original jump on us as the offensive attackers. But because it was a covert operation they were running against us, many people recognized it, mainly in government, in Congress, in the military, and warned people. The old days, they'd kill you for this. Now they failed containing it. The information's out there, so they just went ahead and have gone forward with a program of just letting it all be out in the open and trying to hide it in plain view. So because they're aware that we're awake to them and that the Federal Reserve is now the enemy, and as Brzezinski said last year, the whole world is for the first time awake politically and recognizing the puppet masters, not the puppets, they're just going ahead and flaunting it now. Yeah, we'll secretly arrest you. Yeah, we'll use the military on the streets with the NDAA. Notice more and more shoes are dropping. More and more red flags are going up. More and more balloons are going up. The system is testing this right now, right as the world economy begins to accelerate its implosion, right as the world government's announced. I'm getting nonstop chills here. I mean, we are entering history right now. And only by getting the word out about this information, and only by being strong enough to admit what's happening and to speak out to others and to say no when you're in the military and if you're a police officer, are we going to be able to turn this around? America has been seized by very nasty technocratic social engineers who think of us as trash and who are totally bloodthirsty and ruthless. Now, why am I so freaked out? We know under Rex 84 they began to build FEMA camps in the 80s. Even before that, they started them under Eisenhower. That was declassified. He spoke out against it and said, I'm not doing this. And he was an establishment guy, but not a total, you know, tyrant. He said, beware the military-industrial complex, beware their domestic takeover, beware the technological elite that controls it. That's the full quote. We played the video here, the film. You always hear about beware the military-industrial complex. He said that's controlled by a new technological elite. He was brought in on all this eugenic stuff and polio, cancer viruses, the polio vaccine. All of this that we now know, the president was shown that. That's why he's so freaked out. When he gives that speech, something slams, a door slams, and you see him jump like he's about to be killed. He knew what he was doing there, going off script, warning people, because he had a conscience as an old man. He'd already gotten all the power. He wasn't pure evil. And so he was thinking, I did all this, and now I'm here, and future generations are going to be committed to this. So because we saw the warnings, and because people like McCarthy, you can look at him in hindsight and laugh at him, think of what he knew then. We didn't know as much then, 60, 70 years ago. Because of that, we got a chance to make some preparations for the final phases of this. We knew because of the creeping death formation of it that it would take time for it to manifest to where the sheep would finally see it. So we had to keep telling them what was going to come next so that when it did uncloak to fire, people could recognize the enemy and would be at the switch to fire back at it. And it's when the globalists emerge, uncloak, when they finally make their big move, is that that's when we're in the greatest danger and they're in the greatest danger. And they're uncloaked right now. And if they can acclimate us to accept it, and well, some people go to the camp, you know, they're troublemakers. We got to do what we do during the Depression and the Iran War. If we don't put maximum effort in now that they're uncloaked, they're going to complete the takeover. And then everything that follows, and all the people that say, well, I don't have anything to hide, I haven't done anything wrong, so what do we have a tyranny? The tyranny wants your labor, wants your money, wants your life. It doesn't matter if you serve them or not. It doesn't matter if you go along with them. Don't you get it? You don't make a deal with these people. You can't. That's the big con game for police and military. Cops call me and say, well, I've chosen a side. And you do need to choose a side. But it's a spiritual decision. But if you look at it and have discernment, there was no choice. Of course you say no to evil. Because that's the big trick. You can't make a deal with it. So the criminals that have taken over know that we're going to get angry and try to bring them to justice and get our government back. And they're not going to let that happen. They're going to try to bring in a hardcore tyranny. People who don't think it can't happen here, look at how much has already happened. Well, I'm telling you, it is all going to happen. So it's time to get right with God, and then it's time to take action. Now, remember this article from earlier in the year? Internment Resettlement Special 31E, GoArmy.com, where they wanted to hire upwards of 100,000 for in the U.S. and overseas jail guards and people to be internment and resettlement specialists, including here in the United States. Now, that's on the Army website. Now, let's fast forward. They had a major camp and former base closure refurbishment, $386 million, Market Watch of the Wall Street Journal reported, for KBR, Kellogg Brown and Root, Division of Halliburton, to build 3 1-million-man camps at former military bases. Now they've built over 500 in the states, so this is all documented, substations to round up 300 to 1,000 at a time, and then to interrogate, debrief, decide if you're released or sent to the larger center or sent to a black site for execution. Of course, the locals don't know that, but we've gotten internal documents, memorandum. Now they admit there is kill orders as well. They've said we'll kill citizens. The White House said that last week. And they got kill teams ready. So it's good to know this up front, just because if they launch it, you're going to a death camp, many of you. So there's no point. You're dead already. You got to resist. You understand that, okay? Don't go like the poor Jews and run down in the pit with the women with the babies in their arms and the Nazis just shoot them in the back of the head, okay? Just understand, as we go to this red level, you got to understand, we tried to avert this as best we could, and we may still do it. But it's real, and it's here, and it's not. They'll probably beta test on Arabs and then some militias, and then it's going to be for everybody. They always roll it out on a minority first. Now, continuing, exclusive, government activating FEMA camps across the U.S. So they built all these things and expanded them in the last few decades. Now they're putting out the contracts in all 50 states for, in some cases, more than 30 camps per state, just as processing centers. Checkpoints at the highway, put you in army trucks, take you to the facility. Then you're shipped off to another facility. You're dieseled. You're taken. And they're ready. Brigade Homeland, Northcom, foreign troops, foreign assets, mercenaries. It's on. InfoWars.com has received a document originating from Halliburton subsidiary KBR that provides details of a push, and it's a hidden KBR link. It's, they have a link to it. I mean, it was a hidden private link, but it's on their site right now, to outfit FEMA and U.S. Army camps around the United States, entitled Project Overview and Anticipated Project Requirements. And it goes on to say they need fences and barricades, and it goes into all the security officers and things. Laundry, food, everything. Within 72 hours notice at hundreds of locations, they're now going to government fund in the billions of dollars the actual manning of the camps. So the camps are going live. They have got operatives in every city ready to go live with the camps, with private contractors running it, getting their 20 pieces of silver, 30 pieces of silver, and with local government, all the systems ready for the economic collapse, the riots, all of it. They're going to let all that roll out and let the public beg for it. And they're going to, as we learned from the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, put the homeless in them first. They're going to have movies, rock and roll music. It's going to, the camps are going to be rolled out now.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from congressional hearings and other pieces of information we had, we were able to piece together exactly how the FEMA camps were set up, the old military bases, the drills, the insider information. And we knew that they would try to roll it out as they imploded the economy as a place for all the homeless to go. all those that have been kicked out of their houses and the new giant criminal populations. And if Mexico collapses, they admit plans to put millions of people in these facilities on the borders. So it's a constellation of different overlaying cover stories or a cocktail of different things. And in Nazi Germany, it was first, well, you're not allowed to have your businesses in this area because you're one of these groups that we have to protect from the public. And now you can't even have your business. And now you're going to live in a ghetto. And then the Nazis would go in and pick up every day whoever they wanted on a list at checkpoints. And then, oh, you're going to a camp where you can be kept safe and you're going to work for a living. And they were really death camps. So, see, it was always the cover story. It was always the hope that everything was going to be all right. And the Soviets did the same thing. And they killed even more people in these camps than the Nazis did, because they went on for decades and decades longer. And that's how they're rolling them out. You read the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, and it explains it to you. And if they roll it, that'll be on the news. Oh, look at the hundreds of thousands of homeless at this facility. Oh, now there are some troublemakers who get locked up, and they do have to search people, and there are fences around them. But, you know, it's for everybody's safety. And, oh, there were some more domestic attacks. We do have some camps for criminals and extremists. And in this article, we have the new government documents where they say protesting, period, is terrorism. They tell the cops the First Amendment is terrorism. I have links to it in the article. And so this is the attitude. They're not putting telescreens up for wanted people everywhere and giant signs and FEMA national break-ins over radio and TV for the first time activated with total federal control because they're nice people. And this is such a big deal that they have now come out in the news. Well, this information was leaked to us, so we're breaking it. But that they are now activating and saying, you've got to be on 72-hour standby. We're going to pay you to be ready to man the camps. And they're paid basically half the money just to sit there and be ready. And then even more once they man the camps. And it's a giant business. And Halliburton, of course, that's been caught running slave camps. Chicago Tribune reported on that. All over the world. And they just grab locals, Philippines, you name it, and just put them in camps. Making bricks, aluminum, you name it. I mean, this is literally a devilish group. Halliburton and KBR. And they've been chosen to be the master camp operators, and you know, they help set up camps in Iraq and Afghanistan. And they're setting up that same system. They got giant armies of military that are now cops that are here, ready to do it. Ready to retina scan you at that checkpoint, check who you really are, ready to load you on that truck. Okay, and you need to put your hands behind your back. We're going to send you in for some questioning. And then they don't have to worry. I don't know where he's going. Just get on down the road. This is the government we have, and if you don't think they're not planning it, think again. They've always hated America. The globalists have always wanted to take us down, and it's on. So we need to get these articles out to everybody. Detention camp order follows preparations for civil unrest. It's all admitted. KBR seeks subcontractors to outfit emergency environment centers. And we have the other one, exclusive government activating FEMA camps across the U.S. This is so important. I'm going to spend about 15 minutes with Tarpley on this subject when we come back, because he's an expert on it as well. Before we get into Pearl Harbor 70 years later, then Chief Art A. Zaveda, Austin Police Chief, is going to be in studio. By the way, over here, where this is going to end on Christmas, and if you order by the 19th, it's guaranteed delivery to you. All 18 of my films on DVD and bumper stickers, citizen rule book, and more, $99.95. That's 70% off, a $260 discount. Get them. Get the word out to everybody.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.